We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.35 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It's a Thursday afternoon. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon here in Washington, D.C. I should tell you that. This is the 15th annual Hold Their Feet to the Fire event. I have been at the majority of these, sometimes with other radio stations. You know, having served so long on stations up in Boston, I got to know Tom Hodgson, who is the sheriff of Bristol County, Massachusetts. And Tom, I think I've seen you at just about all of these Hold Their Feet to the Fire events as well, haven't I?
Yeah, I've been at this for about 25 years, you know, dealing with this immigration issue.
You're a dedicated public safety professional. Everybody who knows you knows that about you. And everybody's also saying, well, now, wait, Bristol County, Massachusetts, what do you got to do with the border? I mean, why should you be concerned, right?
Well, yeah, that's a great point. You know, I was down at the border not too long ago talking to the people in Arizona and so forth, and they were shocked when I told them that Massachusetts, between 2007 and 2017, had the highest influx of illegal aliens than any other state in the United States.
Wow.
We are not just a border state. We're border communities all across this nation now. You know, it's funny you started out saying it's beautiful weather here, and I think it's very appropriate on this last day that the winds are what they are, because the winds of change are coming.
Yeah.
And people have had it in this country. They're tired of people looking them in the eye, Kamala Harris and Mayorkas, and having such little respect and regard for our intelligence.
That's right.
And our awareness. And to say, oh, the border's secure, and just lie time and time again to us, and know that when these people are allowed to keep pouring in, that they're harming our kids, they're
That's
harming
right.
our communities. You know, sex and human trafficking is out of control. We're losing 300 kids a day now. Kids, well, young adults.
Yeah.
To fentanyl poisoning. And the MS-13 gang members are alive and well. So, you know, this is a really important time.
Let's talk about some of those issues that are making it such an important time. Because, again, 15 years has been going on, and we've all talked a lot about it, and we've pointed at this, and we got sheets of numbers, and there's so many here and so many there. But you mentioned fentanyl and fentanyl poisoning. These are our neighbors' kids. They're our kids, and they weren't necessarily looking for fentanyl. They thought, oh, my gosh, I'm going to buy an Oxy before I go to this party, because that's a thing. But they're dead.
Or Adderall to stay awake when they're in college doing an exam, and now they have these counterfeit pills. They don't know the difference. Yeah, these aren't kids. They're not people that were necessarily involved in drugs.
Right.
Right. And so, yeah, it's really, you know, I had a Narcan, three of my officers, one of them three times while he was searching a cell. We almost lost him.
Wow.
We almost lost him. And, you know, you and I were talking before off the air about the importance of all of us recognizing that it isn't okay for us as Americans. I don't care what your party affiliation is.
Yeah.
Just as Americans, as fellow Americans, that we would just say, you know what? That's three houses down the street. My neighbor, yeah, I'm sorry they lost their kid, but, you know, it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
We can't do that anymore. We have to come to the reality that the people we sent to Washington and these elected officials that were supposed to be representing our interests have no regard for that. They're basically right. telling Maureen Maloney, who lost her son out of Milford, Sabine Durden, and all these other people who've lost their kids to either criminal illegal aliens or the drugs pouring in, that, you know what, this is what these politicians are saying. your kids' lives that you lost didn't matter.
That's right.
And you know what? The 10 that die tomorrow don't matter either. You know why? Because our politics are more important than your children's lives and your safety and security and welfare of your family and your communities. That's not important to us. We are going to use this as our political platform, as we've been doing for 25 years.
That's right.
And we're just going to allow these people to come in, and you just need to look the other way and pay no attention to what's going on behind the curtain. And believe me, I never thought I'd be living the Wizard of Oz script. We have been since its administration's come in.
Tom, I want to talk about that, but you mentioned Maureen Maloney. Maureen was here yesterday, and you and I both lived through the killing of her son, Matthew, right? Matthew,
yes.
Denise. I mean, here's a 22, 23-year-old kid. He's got his entire life ahead of him. He wants to be a police officer. He wants to serve his community. And this gosh, I mean, illegal alien is a technical term, but a moral reprobate. I mean, just a terrible human being on every level,
yes,
takes his life. And the reality is, by contrast, doesn't do much time. I mean, there's not really any great punishment. And you had Democrats in Massachusetts who were saying exactly what you were just a moment ago. Like, yeah, well, you know, just the way it is. Oh, by the way, let's give every illegal alien a license. I mean, it doesn't compute. This didn't used to be a partisan issue either.
No, it didn't. And, you know, to your point that you just made, from my perspective, how do any of us now, you know, whether you knew Maureen Maloney and her family or not, that she'll never celebrate a birthday or a wedding or anything with that child that was killed tragically, her son. Whether you knew them or not isn't the question. The question is, you know, like I know and we all know, that this is going on. It's been going on for a long time, and it's only getting worse.
Yeah.
And we either are going to be complicit. The people we know are complicit down in Washington and this administration.
That's right.
We can no longer sort of point the finger there and say, well, see, it's over there. No, we know what's happening in our neighborhoods, in our communities, to our friends, our family members. And if we do nothing, mm-hmm, and don't come together, then we're complicit, too. And I don't think we want that to be part of who we are or what our legacy will ever be for our kids and our grandkids.
That's a great point. Tom Hodgson is joining us, the longtime sheriff of Bristol County. 25 years, right, that you've been sheriff?
That's right.
Doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
You're right. We are now complicit if we say nothing. We know what's going on. There's no way at this point not to know what's going on. We have heard from experts for the last 2 days, but this is everybody across America knows this. Secretary Mayorkas goes in front of Congress and lies to Congress. Kamala Harris says, oh, the border's secure. And the next day, she has illegal aliens at her front door, literally saying, hey, by the way, it's not secure, and that's why we're here. So you, in many ways, you've laid down a challenge. You've laid down the gauntlet. We all need to stand up and be on the right side.
It's our time in history.
Yeah.
You know, our parents and grandparents had a different time where America, yeah, was challenged. But you know what? It's our time.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're good people. The American people are good people. I think many people have sort of been sort of woke out of speaking up and afraid, yeah, to speak up because, yeah, they're attacked all the time.
That's right.
For saying something that others don't want to hear about, don't want to acknowledge, because they would want to use the immigration issue to say, I care so much about these people. And it makes them feel like they're doing something. Much like, you know, people that are far further away from the border, well, as long as they're not in my backyard,
that's
I
right,
can say, oh, you know, the poor people. But, yeah, then when they come there and you have to do something about it,
yeah,
all of a sudden, it's like, why are you doing it? Get, you know, this is wrong.
That's right.
And so I think we have to get away from the politics of it all and look at it from a humanitarian point of view. Look, these people that want to come here, I don't blame the kids that are here now that were encouraged by Congress. They were just encouraged to come here. But what I do have concerns about is by encouraging these people to come, it isn't just the impacts on us.
That's right.
It's the impacts on the people coming across who are dying. Mothers are giving their teenage daughters birth control pills.
Yeah.
Because they know their daughter's going to get raped at least once by that coyote. Who does that?
Right.
And why would we promote? Why would we
That's
allow
right.
any elected official to promote that kind of a tragedy and hardship on a child? And this is going on every day over there.
That's right.
Every day they're coming to our, and then they'll be pushed into some foster home, in some neighborhood, in some community in America, and then when those young girls walk out of that house on a weekend, guess who the weakest link is for the gangbangers and the other people that are going to attack her again, right? Yep. Why would we be complicit in any of that? Yeah. You know, law enforcement and the people in our communities, we need to stand together.
Yes.
And we need to tell these politicians. I've said to many people at different groups, you need to invite your U.S. senator to a meeting with as many people from your community as you can, and you ask them directly, I want to know exactly, specifically, what are you going to do in this year to make sure that my family is not going to have to continue to be exposed to this fentanyl, to the sex trafficking, these MS-13 gang. I want to know specifically. And if you can't give us an answer, we're leaving here tonight. We're going out, and we're going to find somebody in our community that will run against you, and you will never serve another day in this office because we pay your salary, we pay for the building you work in, and we pay for the seat you sit in. And you know what? You were supposed to go there and work for us, and you're not. And we need to be that direct with them, and then we need to take action because the only thing they understand are votes. That's
right.
All they understand.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right, and that is the point that most of us are at, and folks like you who are pushing the rest of us. And I appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate the fact that you're willing to stand up and say, this is the time. This is the time where we have been called to do more than just sit around and gripe and moan. You've got to do something about it. And as you point out so well, Tom, it is the human tragedy of little girls. I mean, if you really want to tell me that you care about people, And you're telling me you care about them by allowing them to come in, I got news for you. You're exposing children to sex trafficking. You're exposing your neighbor's son to fentanyl. Your daughter-in-law is involved some way because she's being victimized. I got news for you. We care.
Right.
And you don't.
And you know, and not just about our own neighborhoods. You know, I've been down to the border 5 times. Look at what's going on in Texas and Arizona. Yeah. I mean, parents are afraid who've worked on their ranches and through generations. They're afraid to go to their barn or let their kid go to the barn because somebody may be in there, the illegals in there with weapons, right? Or the mothers bringing their kids home from school don't want to go directly in. They take a roundabout way because they want to make sure that no illegal alien is following them to the house. I mean, I've been on the Vickers Ranch, right? And at the Vickers Ranch, they have a whole scrapbook full of dead bodies that have been on their property they've taken pictures of and being confronted at their front porch by these people saying, we want food. And if you don't give it to us, we're coming in and taking it. I mean, this, why should anybody, I don't care what your geographic location is.
Yeah.
As an American, why should you be exposed to that? And why should we allow any politicians to encourage these people to do it
That's
to you?
Right. That's
and,
right.
And so whether they're here or whether they're in Texas, doesn't matter. The fact is, this is about the rule of law, and either we're going to say the law doesn't matter, and all you people who are respecting the laws around the world, waiting your turn, don't bother doing it anymore. Come on in. We're letting everybody else in.
Yeah.
And you notice that they're not doing that down here in Washington. They're not saying that
That's
to those
right.
people making
That's
any announcement
right.
like that because they know they're wrong.
That's
and
right.
they know that they're actually in violation of the law, encouraging people to break the law. So this is really about that. It's not whether we care about people or not. Look, we care about it. We care about everybody in the world, right? But the bottom line is, you can't. We had 237,000 people come in during May. That's a bit more than New Bedford and Fall River combined.
Right.
And I always ask the question: just 1 month of known illegals that came across that border, 237,000. Can anybody name a Fall River and a New Bedford, two cities sitting vacant with vacant homes, hospitals, grocery stores, fire department, jobs, schools, just waiting for those 237,000 to occupy? There isn't any.
That's
so the
right.
question you have to ask yourself for just 1 month of people coming in, where are they?
Yeah.
How are they living? Where are they getting the money?
Yeah.
What about our hospitals,
yeah.
right, where they can't release people? Who are admitted in the hospital because they don't have a known address to release them to them. By law, you can't do it. So now we have beds being occupied as dorms with people in American citizens, legal residents, need them for their own medical care. And so this is, I know we're talking about a lot of things, but these are all real things that are impacting all of us in our quality of life. And we can still have better immigration laws. And if we need more people and we need to add more visas, okay, add more visas. Make sure the visas, if somebody gets a driver's license, it's tied into their visa.
Yes.
Expiration date.
Yes.
But that's through a visa. That's through a legitimate process. But this idea of you know, enabling people to break the law is not okay in America.
It absolutely is. And Tom, I always appreciate you here. I love what you're doing, and my hat is always off to you. That is Tom Hotchin, the sheriff of Bristol County, Massachusetts. We're here in D.C. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.